Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africans are apparently struggling to retire. And the question is, what is going on there? Leron Mazor is a wealth coach at Greengrass. We've asked him to assist us through this conversation. Leron, we haven't spoken for a while. I hope you're well.
Thanks, Howard. All good. And as always, thank you so much for having the show. Great to be here.
It is great to chat to you. So let's talk about some of the basics. What is the big picture? Is there a retirement crisis in South Africa? And how do we measure up against the rest of the world?
So thanks for that question. It's actually a global crisis. What we're realizing is that people are starting to live for a lot longer. Medical developments are really advancing the ability to be able to continue to look after people for longer periods. I actually use my grandmother as an example, who thank God just turned 103, who's had about 3 hip replacements, 2 like heart valve replacements, and I can carry on for longer. But the end of the story is that most people are living for about 20 to 30 years longer than expected. And that hasn't really been planned for.
Right.
And like I said, it is a global issue. And part of the reason that it's becoming such a problem is because of inflation, longer life expectancy, and rising medical costs. And all of that converging together at the same time is causing a bit of a retirement problem globally, like we said.
Right. So in other words, it's actually crazy because we're living longer, but obviously are paying more for medical as things become more expensive, and that's the problem. So in terms of lifestyle, in terms of the ability to retire, what is missing here?
So I think if we break it down, we have to try and understand why people can't afford to retire. Let's do it from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can build it up a bit and maybe look at a couple of alternatives to understand what people could do in their retirement years to maybe supplement their current income.
Great.
So I'll highlight it from maybe a headline point of view, and then I'll come in and talk about 3. So the first issue that we've got is something called lifestyle creep. The second is sandwich generation, lack of discipline, procrastination, over-reliance on others, and not enough financial education. There are a lot more. I just felt these were some of the more practical ones to look at. Now, lifestyle creep, if we look at it, that's as income goes up, expenses go up. So people say what's left. The problem is often it's nothing. The next problem we've got is something called the sandwich generation. That's often couples between the ages of 45 and 60. They are currently financially supporting their children and in some cases even financially supporting their parents, which results in even a lower amount of money going towards savings because they're trying to support both ends of the curve.
It's so interesting, just to stop you there for a second. The sandwich generation is such a significant factor. It's got emotional and aspects as well. But I've never thought of it and very, very significant emotional aspects where you've got parents struggling between looking after and being part of the lives of aging parents themselves as well as their own children. So, but in fact, the financial aspect of it is not something I'd really thought of, but it really does make sense.
Yeah, I think that, look, I'm part of that generation, so it's very interesting for me, and maybe that's why I put it in, because I see how pertinent it is to everybody around us.
Yes.
Just to carry on with some of the other
points, of course.
Maybe we'll lack of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people prefer the short term far outweighs the long term needs. The idea of kicking the can down the road, we know that really doesn't work, and procrastination. But as you know, Howard, I never want to always focus on the negative, so let's maybe shift it a bit and we can start trying to see what are some of the shifts that people can make.
Right. Let's talk about that. So what are they? I mean, what can we do to try and alleviate?
Great. So the first one that I've got is pay yourself first. Wealth is built in decades, not days. What does that mean? It means make sure that you're investing and saving towards retirement on a consistent basis, but also understand that you can never time the market. It's more consistency that is the essential part of it. Know your numbers. If you don't know what you need to retire, you'll never hit it. You can't run and say, great, I'm saving X amount and that may be enough for my retirement, but you've never ever done any future cash flow projections to confirm whether that is correct or not.
Right.
Then the other part is are you aligning your money with your values? Retirement isn't necessarily about stopping to work. It's actually about freedom of life. And what we do is we actually see in retirement people that stop working actually normally pass away, specifically men within the first, I think if I'm not wrong, the stats are the first 5 to 7 years of retirement. And the reason for that is because they lose purpose. So there's a whole new drive for retirement, and the retirement generation the current retirees are referred to as the baby boomers is to try and help them find second occupations. And it could be something that they've always had as a hobby and ideas of what they would like to do, that they try and use that to now be a bit more positive. We'll come now. We've still got 5 minutes, thank God. So we'll come
We
in a
can
short while.
take it
The
a few
ideas that I've got
we
for
can take it a
which
few
people
minutes
could implement.
we can take it a few minutes over as well, so don't stress. Let's continue the conversation.
Okay, so a bit more of other practical advice, and then that's maybe for the younger generation now, is it's important to be able to save between 10 to 20% of what you earn. There is a money formula. It was actually when I was hosting my own financial planning show on Chai FM, it was actually the first interview I did was using the money formula. I'm not going to go into it now because I don't think we've got the time for it,
Right.
but
Carry
the
on, yeah.
basic principle of saving between 10 to 20% of what you earn is a really good starting point.
Right.
Remember, it's never too late. Don't turn around and feel, geez, it's too late, etc. What's
Right.
important is also look at tax-efficient structures, retirement annuities, pension funds, trusts, depending on jurisdictions, diversification, make sure you don't have everything in one basket, property, stocks, etc. Each one of these topics, by the way, we could probably spend an hour on. So please excuse me that I'm going through it maybe a bit quickly, a bit broadly, but I want to try and at least let the listeners take away some practical tips for today.
Absolutely.
The most important thing is review your plan. We said it earlier in one of the earlier points, is that if you don't know where you're going and you don't know your numbers, you'll never know if you're going to hit it. And if when you do know your numbers, make sure you're reviewing the plan all the time. Get professional guidance. Make sure that you don't use your finances as a DIY the same way that you would never go to your doctor or try and do DIY for your own medical care.
All right.
I've actually got, and maybe we can do another session on this, I've got a spreadsheet that I've created for people that can show them and build the roadmap for them in terms of retirement cash flow planning. And it's quite an amazing spreadsheet. I spent a long time trying to work it out because I feel that there's two real questions that everybody has is will I have enough money in retirement and will I have enough money during retirement? And the
I
spreadsheet
think that would
answers
be
that
great.
question.
I'm going to ask Sena to set up a follow to set up a follow-up session because I think it will be very useful for listeners.
Fine. We can even maybe try and do a group Zoom as part of the radio show so I can demonstrate it to them. But let's put that on hold now. We've still got a few minutes and I still want to cover one or two other items. Before I do, though, Howard, I'd like to just hand back to you and you can just guide me if there's anything specific you'd like
No,
me to address.
that's great. You've got a very, very clear way and plan of what information you want to hand over to listeners, and I'm loving that. So run with it.
Okay, great. Thank you. So in the next 2 minutes, and then I'll stop and we can carry on afterwards. I know you've got to come up for the news if I'm not wrong. But some business ideas that you can really start in retirement is that everybody says, geez, you know, I'm not going to have enough money in retirement. And I'm going to say, let's throw that concept out the window. Let's rather start with a brand new mindset. And that mindset in today's world is a very simple one. How do I build from the age of, call it 55 to the age of 65, businesses that can give me cash flows that I can manage during retirement? Let's understand some of those businesses and what they look like. Because if you do it properly, it'll actually give you the money that you need during retirement. The first is Airbnb, short-term rentals. I'm again a bit limited on time, so you excuse me for just giving the high
Go
level
with
on
it.
this point. Vending machines, laundromats, car washes, tutoring or coaching, handcrafts, ETSY stores, cooking or baking, senior transport services, pet sitting, dog walking, event hosting, freelance consulting, online courses, affiliate marketing, and blogging. We live in a different world. The world that we lived in previously has changed. The benefit of the new world that we live in is that you can build things very quickly because it's much quicker and much easier.
That is true.
I'm trying to now watch my time. Stop. You can guide me.
Yeah, no, carry on. I find it really amazing because I think what we're asking people to do is to open up their minds a little bit. You know, the generation now is used to working in quite a fragmented way that they don't do only one thing. But generations past would wake up, go to work, come home, and work was work. It was one focus. Right. But now, in fact, there's so many different ways that you can supplement your income, and in fact it has become absolutely necessary for people to do so. And what you're saying is take that idea with you into retirement, because even if your main job is being retired, so to speak, there's actually other ways that you can supplement your retirement income.
Yes, what I'm trying to highlight to you is to say to you, it's never too late. We live in a different world. Shift your mind. You don't have to think, because I don't have money, I can't retire. You can. Right. It just means that you're going to do it in a slightly different way from what the conventional way is of where we saved and lived off our savings.
Absolutely. Great. Okay. It is 8:30. Any final thoughts? Any thoughts you'd like to leave everybody with, yes. Even though we are going to set
like
up something
else? I'd like to leave off with
else.
The poem. It's always good to leave off on a high note. So cool. I've got my friend ChatGPT to help me with a quick poem.
Okay.
Always important to never forget that everything comes from our shins. Let's go through it quickly. Retirement's a number, don't let it define you. If the balance looks short, that's still totally fine. Some count their rands, some count their stocks, but joy's not confined to a pension box. So laugh at the worry, don't stress or despair. Hashem's got the plan, he's always right there. When your wallet feels thin, just give him a call. His hotline's wide open, no paperwork at all. Remember, dear friends, life's not all about wealth. It's simcha and purpose and guarding your health. So don't feel ashamed, don't frown or protest. Everything's good, and it's always for the best.
I absolutely love that. You and ChatGPT make a very, very, very good team. Liron Mazor, thank you for that, and we will get you back for part two of this conversation.